From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is vigorously defending the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear program by saying it cuts off all of Iran's pathways to a bomb. "It is a very good deal," Mr. Obama said Wednesday in an address at American University in Washington. The deal would bar Tehran from building a nuclear weapon in exchange for lifting United Nations and Western sanctions that have hobbled Iran's economy. Opponents say provisions to verify that Iran is complying with the accord are too weak. Mr. Obama rebuffed such criticism, saying this is the strongest non-proliferation agreement ever negotiated. The Pentagon says U.S. forces in Turkey have carried out their first strike against Islamic State fighters in Syria. U.S. military officials said the first cross-border strike from Turkey was carried out by an unmanned drone aircraft Wednesday, the same day that American drones and other warplanes began arriving at an airbase in southern Turkey. Turkey and the United States are planning joint military action to clear IS militants from an area of Syria near the Turkish border. Turkey's foreign minister announced the joint action. A large force of southern Yemeni resistance fighters, backed by Saudi-led coalition armored fighting vehicles, has reportedly pushed Houthi rebels and their allies out of three southern provinces, including the strategic Al-Anad Air Base. Arab media report that the 3,000 ground troops, along with battle tanks and infantry fighting vehicles, mark a notable escalation in the Saudi-led coalition's involvement in Yemen. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo. This is VOA News.
Amateur video showed southern militiamen, supported by the Saudi-led coalition, firing into the air to celebrate the capture of Houta, the capital of the South Yemeni province of Lahaj. Arab media report the coalition and its allies now control three southern provinces. United Arab Emirates-based political analyst Theodore Karasik tells VOA,
"The end game is to carve out a portion of southern Yemen so that the Hadi government can solidify its gains and restore order."
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak confirmed Thursday that a piece of an airplane wing found on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean belonged to Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, which disappeared without a trace 17 months ago.
"It is with a very heavy heart that I must tell you that an international team of experts have conclusively confirmed that the aircraft debris found on Reunion Island is indeed from MH370.
Malaysia Airlines put out a statement of condolence to the families and friends of all 239 passengers and crew on the flight. Theories about what happened to flight MH370 include bad weather, a hijacking, or that the pilot deliberately crashed the jet. Nothing has been conclusive. China's foreign minister says his country has stopped its controversial land reclamation project in the South China Sea. Wang Yi commented at the ASEAN Forum in Malaysia Wednesday, where he met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Reporters asked Wang about the project that has pitted China against some of its neighbors who also have claims on the waterway. He said China has already stopped. Earlier Wednesday, Kerry expressed his concerns to Wang about China's large-scale reclamation and construction on islands, including some which appear to have military features. Two passenger trains have derailed during a flash flood in central India, killing at least 24 people and injuring scores more. The derailments occurred around midnight Tuesday when the trains were crossing a small bridge. Ani Saxena, India Railway spokesman, had this to say.
"The approach to the culvert, the track, it caved in because of the heavy rains and because of the wet soil, soft soil, because of the rains, rainwater. So it led to the derailment."
Darkness complicated the search for the passengers, but by morning, authorities said more than 300 passengers had been rescued. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.